This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and the armored workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road drivers, the teams, the husband and wife teams out there getting the job done coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, either the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, and you'll be able to see all the different things that we have over there for you to save money on. Okie dokie. Now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
No noise because the bar is closed and they've left for the night. So
that's right. They've gone home.
Yep, they've gone home. They just left about 10, 15 minutes ago, but didn't take them long to get out of there, and some of them went back to their rooms, stumbling or whatever. But anyway, let's say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, of course, Kyle, last hour we talked about Joe Biden bumbling his way through the big Biden-Putin summit. And Breitbart called it a chaotic scrum. I don't think I would have been that good. It was more like, I'm Vladimir Putin and I own you.
Well, Vladimir Putin is formidable, and I seem to recall that President Trump thought that he was a formidable or worthy opponent, that he was pretty much vilified for that, for somehow cozying up to Vladimir Putin, but didn't Joe Biden also call him a worthy opponent?
Sure.
Yeah, we didn't, but I don't think there was a huge backlash about that, but either way, and this is also, I think, very important. See, somebody like a Vladimir Putin, you know, he's in power for years and years, decades, you know, at this point, in one way or another. Mm. And yet he looks at the United States and he sees that the presidency changes every several years or so. And so he is looking at things in a much different perspective. That's why it's so important that whomever the American president is, that they meet Putin, somebody like Putin, head on. I don't know that Joe Biden was able to do that.
Well, Fox is calling this Biden's surrender tour, and he also said something yesterday which totally contradicted what he said earlier about President Xi in China. He said, oh, yeah, I know Xi, and we've known each other for years. He said that he is no friend of Xi, and he does not know Xi. He corrected that, made that statement. So you don't know what the hell to believe anymore.
No, well, didn't Joe Biden tell the vice president story like a lot during the campaign?
Yeah.
Where he would say, President Obama told me to go meet with Xi because we are both vice presidents and yada, 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 that whole thing. Yeah, so now it's like, I guess he's turned it around now. That's weird.
Now, there is a stunning report, folks, from the United States Army's Inspector General that has downplayed the extent to which its firearms have disappeared. We know from this report that about 8,000 weapons of all types and all descriptions, including ammunition, have disappeared from various parts around the world and in the United States. And this is serious stuff.
Yeah, that's right. And it looks like a lot of this goes back many years.
Yep.
In fact, there may have been efforts to suppress this information as far back as 2012.
Yeah, and let's see, 2012. Who was the president then?
Well, that would have been Obama.
Yeah, so why am I not surprised?
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Now, we'll have to keep our eyes and ears open on that, and more on that in the military report coming up in about an hour and 15 minutes from now. But I'll tell you, folks, it's really, really something. Now, China also is denying that there's a leak at their Taishan nuclear plant after CNN came out and reported about it.
Yeah, we heard about this startup just the other night. I recall we were seeing some of the breaking news, and it looks like there was some kind of steam or something, pressure built up.
There was a leak.
Yes, but now again, this is the way that these kinds of stories always seem to start up, and we think it's something, or at least it's reported that it's something fairly minor. But of course, any kind of a leak at a nuclear plant is significant, and hopefully we'll get more accurate information about it from them.
By the way, I'm being asked a question here. This is from Tammy. Tammy's in Orlando. Good morning, Tammy. Tammy is saying, is it true that Vladimir Putin criticized America and the Black Lives Movement? Well, to my knowledge, yes.
I believe he did, yeah. We don't have a direct quote on that, but yes, I think that, and he's also, Vladimir Putin's going to criticize a lot about what he sees happening in America.
Yeah, September 6th, too, for that matter. I think he said something about that.
He did, yeah, about what happened in January, exactly, yeah.
In the meantime, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is saying that Biden accomplished absolutely nothing at the Putin summit, and the whole trip was a disastrous waste of time.
Well, right, because now typically, especially at these kinds of meetings, you want to have something that you know that you're going to accomplish, and something that you know that you want to come out in some kind of joint statement and say, we agreed on this and we agreed on that and this kind of thing, but usually that's done ahead of time, and a lot of these things can be, I don't want to say formalities, but they seal the deal.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about some tariffs. The United States is keeping tariffs on some of the countries out there. And Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer came out and said something yesterday you're going to want to hear. Oh, well, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much. That's my buddy Mark Walters from Armed American Radio. His program, The Monster Cast, is heard Sunday nights all across the country live from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. on some of the same stations that you're listening to me on right now. And, of course, he's got his daily defense program, too, on every day, Monday through Friday. And I got to guest host that on Monday of this weekend. We had a good time, and my guest on the line right now, Kyle Warren, was able to be over there with me, and we talked about the gun laws and things that were coming and changing to let everybody know, because most of you don't understand what's going on out there with the guns, and it's not just that they're trying to take them, they're trying to literally legislate them right out from underneath you. And that's a fact. All right, well, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends again at MyPillow, Mike Lindell. Now, I do believe Mike Lindell is going to be here in Tampa, where I'm at right now, when Donald Trump has this big rally on July the 3rd. I believe Mike Lindell is going to be a part of this, and that's going to be something to see. And maybe at that time I might get a twofer. I might be able to talk to not only former President Trump, but also Mike Lindell. I'd love to have that opportunity, and I'm going to work on that very hard to give you folks something really interesting to hear on the radio. Now, you've got MyPillow.com, the website, MyPillow.com. They've got all kinds of things on sale over there. The lowest price ever on their MyPillow premium pillows. You save $40 right now. You get two of them for the price that you get. And all you got to do is use the promo code CAPTAIN for anything that's there. MyPillow.com, use the promo code CAPTAIN, and that'll give you the reduced prices on anything they have at MyPillow. Now, they also have a phone number you can call for any questions or to place an order, whatever you want to do, 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459, and they'll be happy to answer your questions over there. But your promo code to buy anything you want at MyPillow is simply the word CAPTAIN. C-A-P-T-A-I-N, Captain. And Kyle Warren, of course, has been over there snooping around. And what do you think there, Kyle?
Well, Captain, there's so much to find at MyPillow.com, from the MyPillow towel set, the slippers that we've been talking about.
Got them coming.
That's right. The Giza Dream Sheets. And how about this? The mattress topper. That I think is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think it helps to keep you cool as well while you sleep. So that's right. So use the product code CAPTAIN. It's that easy.
Yeah. Now, we just heard from Carol up in Atlanta, and Carol and I were chatting during the break, and she was pointing out that, of course, Vladimir Putin, via the translation, was talking about the fact that what happened here in this country on January the 6th would never happen in Russia. And I'm pretty sure we all know why, because they would be out there with the Russian Red Army, and they'd squash it so fast you wouldn't know what happened, right?
Well, unfortunately, that is exactly the case, yes.
Yeah, and Vladimir Putin is quite a character. He's KGB all the way, and he just totally outshines, I'm sorry, Joe Biden. I don't care, you know, it's not being un-American or unpatriotic to say that. It's just obvious. Vladimir Putin is more of a technician, a politician, a showman than Joe Biden is. Joe Biden has lost his pizzazz. Hate to tell you, but it's a true fact.
Yeah, very, very much, unfortunately, yes. And you think back other presidents that have had summit meetings and so forth, this is a real different sort of set of circumstances we're seeing.
Now, the Monmouth poll that's out there, which predominantly is a liberal poll, now says that the majority of people polled are concerned about inflation from all this spending being done by the Biden administration. Well, good point.
Good point. Great point. Because obviously this kind of spending and what they're talking about, and they're seeing already the prices inflating. If this isn't a good thing, I actually heard one pundit saying, no, it's actually a good thing. And no, it's not really a good thing. People's dollars will not go as far. You mentioned something earlier in the program, Captain. For example, used cars.
Yeah.
Used cars have gone up significantly in price. So now, if you can't be in the market for a brand new car, but they're very expensive, obviously, in many cases, not even a used car could really set you back. People see this. This is on the ground.
Yeah.
On the ground, and they get it.
Yeah, and buying one that comes off lease and get the warranty that's on there, the extended warranty, get everything covered, everything's been taken care of on a routine schedule, maintenance schedule, you can really get a good deal.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But, I mean, just that, but just the price of milk. To drive your car over to the store to get milk is a lot more money. And it all adds up. Because if it's costing people, you know, a certain amount of money every time they go to the store, they're going to stop doing other things.
Now, I use synthetic oil in the vehicle that I have, okay? And I just did an oil change. It was due for the 1-year oil change on it because that's how long the synthetic oil lasts. And it just cost me $35 more for just the oil.
Wow. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Just the oil. So think about that for a second. And that was a 35% increase over what it was a year ago.
Well, exactly. So how is it possible that the White House can sit there and tell you that, no, everything's fine. Everything's going on just as it should.
It's not true.
Well, of course not.
Look at gasoline, for God's sake.
That's right.
It's gone up, and again, President Trump, former President Trump, said it again yesterday. When he left office, the price of gasoline was $1.87 a gallon. That's true. Today, in my backyard, you can get a deal if you can find it for $2.91. Now, that's over $1 a gallon. $1.87, that is about, what, two-thirds? It's about, well, depending on how you figure, you know, a liar's figure and figures lie, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, right, right.
It's either a 33 1/3% increase or a 67% increase. Take your pick.
Yes, but, so people filling up their tank, now they're saying, well, it's costing me, you know, 60%, let's just say, more
than
it did 3 months ago, 4 months ago to do this. That is significant. That's not creeping along. That's jumping.
Yeah. And it's not going down anytime soon as long as we're giving away the farm to places like Iran and the Middle East and Russia. It's just not going to change. All right, well, let's talk about this. President Joe Biden's approval rating has slipped an average of 6 points in all the polls since April. You're not hearing that, are you?
You're not really, because he's still in a bubble to a great degree from most in the mainstream media. Now, we'll see how this reaction really does play when he got mad at the reporter from CNN. Of all places.
I bet it doesn't hurt him, or it doesn't help him, rather.
No, it won't help him, because I think we can expect to see more of that kind of stuff. And obviously, he was kind of getting to the end there, and I think that may be one of the reasons he sort of snapped at the reporter the way that he did. But yes, I think people also, again, they see what's going on around them. If they turn on their television or see these different news sources, and they're trying to hear some kind of rosy thing that's being told to them, they don't believe it, and they don't think that Joe Biden is making everything better and unifying everybody.
Well, how anybody could be happy with what they're seeing going on in the country right now, whether you're a diehard Democrat, an independent, a Republican, a Harry Kirchner, a communist, revolutionary, whatever, you can't. How can you possibly be watching the money that you've been getting paid and from a job or the government or however you get your money, and you don't have as much of it as you did before because you're having to pay more for gasoline to get around, airplane tickets to get around, bus tickets to get around. By the way, wait till you see the cruises when they come back. You think that's going to be any cheaper?
No, not at all. Not at all. And because there's so many costs that have also gone up, also in relation to things like sanitizing things on cruise lines and stuff like that. I mean, there's even at local businesses, and they're spending a lot more, I'm sure, in having to make sure that they're as clean and sanitized as they possibly, over and above any expectations because of COVID, and still the thought that they are going to be somehow liable for this.
Yeah, exactly, and we'll see what happens there, because the cruise ship industry is still in big, big, big trouble, and they employ a lot of people.
Oh, that's right. That's right. So the idea has always been to get the economy going back and booming again.
Uh-huh.
But if people feel spooked about whether or not they're going to have money, enough money to do their just pay their bills,
yep,
they're not going to go do
that. Well, talk about being spooked. How about being in one of the major cities right now, and one of these homeless people jumps out behind a tree and goes, "You got a dollar, buddy? You got a dollar? How about a quarter? You got a quarter?" Or whatever, because the homeless people have moved into downtown Midtown Manhattan. We know they're at Venice Beach in California, ruining that beautiful beach over there, as New York City, California, and other cities and communities around the country are dealing with this massive problem of the homeless moving into the urban areas right now to try to be able to not only have a place to live, but also to have a place to survive.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. And you mentioned Venice Beach. Well, Captain, a huge problem there is fire starting out in some of these tents and encampments, and it's actually burning down other buildings in Los Angeles.
Well, of course. All right, hold that thought, folks. When we come back, more in the Captain's America Third Watch. You are listening to us here on a Thursday morning, and we will be back with a lot more. Don't go nowhere, and we're going to have Mike Gallagher take us to break this time. So, Mr. Mike, give us a big yell there.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha, and I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A bipartisan infrastructure package received a boost on Wednesday when it was backed by 11 Republican senators. The proposal that contains about $1 trillion of infrastructure spending received the endorsement overall of a bipartisan group of 21 senators, increasing the chances that it receives enough votes to pass out of the chamber. The group says their framework pays for the plan without raising taxes. Some progressive senators have signaled they would vote against the plan, saying it doesn't go far enough on social programs and clean energy. And the House has approved a bill to make Juneteenth a federal holiday. The bill passing the House by a 415-14 vote, a day after passing through the Senate. It now heads to President Biden's desk. If signed, June 19th would be known as Juneteenth National Independence Day, celebrating the end of slavery in the country. President Biden is expected to sign the measure, becoming the first new federal holiday in over 40 years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. OS Omega-3 Fatty Acid Certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
America, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, there's Mouth Town Girl for the morning, Brooke from Brooke Talks America, the website, brooketalksamerica.com. And don't forget, her website is that, brooketalksamerica.com, Brooke says, and you can hear her Saturday nights at 7 p.m. on my flagship station here in Tampa, Florida. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. I have been a customer of theirs for going on just about 18 years right now, and they've done very well by me and me by them, and I highly recommend them because Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. And get this. You got a car you need to have insured? It can do it. Truck? Got it. How about a motorcycle or an HEV or a boat or an RV? They can do it all. Plus, they also have homeowners, renters insurance, and condo insurance. And if you bundle that all together with your homeowners policy, let's say, and your automobile policy, you will save another bunch of money. Now, all you got to do is go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, and get on there. There'll be a prompt that'll say, how can we help you? And you tell them that you're looking for an insurance quote. They will give you an insurance quote right there, ask you some basic questions to get that, and then you're in Lake Flynn. Or you can find out where your local agent is and go talk to them when they open up, of course, in the morning. Whatever you want to do, it's all there for you to do. Now, I choose to do a lot of what I do automatically on the web because it's simple. I can pay my premium there. I can see what's going on there. anytime I want and not have to worry about, well, is it 9 o'clock yet so I can call an agent? No, don't need to do it. But anyway, there you go. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Go over there, check them out, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, you know, it's been a very interesting night, busy so far, a lot of things going on, and we appreciate everybody that's sending us messages and whatnot from wherever they're coming from. Now, we talked about the homeless people and that being another massive problem that Joe Biden and company have to deal with, but the problem with the homeless population is the majority of it is in the blue cities.
Yes, that's exactly right, and especially we're seeing major stories developing about homelessness as we find many of these individuals coming into, of all places, Midtown Manhattan.
Yeah. Now, we're going to have an operation stand down here. I believe it's going to be in Hillsborough County, but it's going to be for the Hillsborough, the Pinellas, and the Pasco County veterans. And I'm going to be involved in that, more about that once I find out what it is I'm going to be doing. But they asked me if I would be involved because I've been involved over in Manatee and Sarasota County when I was down there a number of years. So now I'll be involved up here. So that's pretty good.
Very cool, yes.
Yeah, and I can't wait to help the guys and gals out that need the help. Now, Janet Yellen, we all know who she is, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Secretary of the Treasury now, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Well, she said that the U.S. is going to keep tariffs on the table if countries don't remove their digital services taxes.
Yes, that's exactly right. And they're also not wanting to have any kind of special carve-out, for example, for countries like China, as a matter of fact. So this is a pretty interesting development. And also there's that talk again, as the G7 talked about this global minimum tax.
Yeah.
Yeah, so again, if you're a company and you're making profits overseas, well, they want to find ways to make sure that that still gets taxed, even if it's being made somewhere else outside the country.
Right. Now, the other thing is the Senate Majority Leader, Chuck Boy Schumer, yesterday is going to be meeting with the Senate Budgetary Committee and Democrats to begin putting together the President Joe Biden's 2022 budget resolution, creating a pathway to pass the budget on his infrastructure and jobs plan without the need for Republican voters.
Yes, they'd be going down the reconciliation road, basically. Because
yeah.
I think it'll be part of the next budget. And so, yes, this is, again, they're going to find some way to spend all this money. And you know what, Captain? A lot of the American people aren't adverse to spending money on things that need to be spent on, like roads and bridges. But and that's why the GOP has been trying to stand up to the Democrats on this and the administration. I think there is a lot of support for actually fixing things, but the Democrats want to spend money on just about everything else and call whatever they want infrastructure, and it's not playing across the country, and they're going to find some way to force it down our throats, and I think they do it to their own political peril.
Well, they do, because again, there's no guarantee they're going to get that 50+1 vote in the Senate, because Joe Manchin and possibly again the Arizona Senator Kirsten, what's her name, Sinema. I don't believe she's going to go along with this, because they know if they do, they're not going to get reelected. They know it.
Well, exactly. And what that should do is continue to make this a front and center kind of discussion, hopefully to try to warn off the administration on going down a reconciliation or any other way to really jam it through. But at this point, Captain, I think that, you know, they are so bent on doing whatever it is that they can that they just won't listen. They may already be looking down to 2022, reading the tea leaves and saying, well, we better get while the getting's good here.
Yeah, and folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, as we do Monday through Saturday here on the Captain's America Third Program. Well, General Motors has boosted its spending on electric and autonomous vehicles. They pulled ahead the plans for the two U.S. battery plants and forecast a stronger-than-expected second-quarter profit statement, which is allowing them to do this. And they are going big, big, big time into the government's electric vehicle program.
Well, sure, and we're hearing a lot more about car companies going electric, but also even certain states. I think California has something in the works where they don't want to sell any more, gas-powered engines after, 2030 something or whatever. But that'll all change, I'm sure, as time goes by here. But the idea is that everything gets electrified, and it just in a place like here, like California, Captain, once the wind kicks up, well, power consumption or the heat comes on, the power consumption goes up, winds kick up, and power actually can be turned off. So how is it possible we're going to be able to electrify everything in the world and still not have enough electricity to be able, to produce enough electricity? Yes, we have wind and solar and so forth, but these aren't really even taking care of the needs of California as it is. And we'll see how this goes ultimately.
Well, common sense tells you that they're not.
Right.
And practicality tells you that they're not. Because, again, where are you going to put all these charging stations you're going to need to have scattered all across the United States? They don't have enough charging stations where they need to have them, because if you're only getting 300 miles range on a vehicle, what are you going to do? Put it out 300 miles in a major city and say, here's your next charging station? You can't do it.
Right. And it takes a time, from what I understand, to actually charge, for one thing.
It's a trickle charge, and in 2 or 3 hours you can have it up to, not full strength, but you can have it up to where it needs to be to get to where you need to go. But still, I wouldn't want to take that chance.
Well, no. And just as the fact is that there's more power in that gallon of gas or diesel that's going to get you further at less cost at this point give you more autonomy to go where you want to go than electric vehicles. Now, at some point, it's going to get really great. You know, who knows where the technology is going to go. I'm not averse to electric vehicles. I think you have a lot of mission-specific kind of things that you can have for vehicles like that, especially if you commute a certain distance each day, and at least as it stands right now. You can't just simply upend the infrastructure that's there I don't want to say pie in the sky, but that kind of thing without it really being proven.
Well, that's okay. You can say pie in the sky. By the way, China is once again playing with Taiwan. Taiwan had the largest ever incursion of Chinese warplanes over their airspace.
That's exactly right. So there's something going on in the sense of at least posturing and giving the impression of, this is where we have a lot of power here. Just as we saw in Hong Kong, we had a lot of pro-democracy newspaper editors. They were arrested just in the last few hours, in Hong Kong under a new security law.
Hold that thought. Folks, finally, Meghan Markle's book has officially bombed. Only 3,000 copies sold. She's failed to crack the top 50. And she's not touring with the book anymore. Way to go, Meghan Markle. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine?
It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
From Brook Talks America, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much. That's Brooke from Brook Talks America, and because she told you so, and that way there you know that it was her. In the meantime, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J. Don't forget, you go in there, you tell them you were listening to me, the captain, on the Captain's America Third Watch, and you'll get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee because I told you that's what you're going to get. And you tell them that, and that's all the secret word needs to be. The captain from the Captain's America Third Watch told me on the radio I'd get a free cup of coffee. But while you're there, consider becoming a member of the Drivers Club because you're going to get yourself points for the coffee you buy, the food that you buy, the fuel that you buy, the supplies that you buy in the store, whatever. You're going to get points for that. You'll be able to use it just like money, discounts next time around when you come on back in. So think about that. And a lot of people save a lot of money that way. They use it at Christmas time or birthdays or whatnot. All right, well, we are going to get cranked up and fired up because this song been around for a while. We played it a while back, but we haven't played it in a while, so we're going to do it right now.
Been with some beautiful girls.
God bless Texas.
Oh, yeah. God bless Texas. I'll tell you what, Kyle. It's always fun to bring that back, little Texas.
It sure is. Absolutely. That's a good one.
Yep. And quite a video goes along with that, too.
This is very true.
Oh, my goodness. Yep. And that's all I'll say about that one. Well, all right. We're going to get over there. I'm going to read you the weather statement here. I'm going to give it to Kyle. And then we're going to tell you about what's going on, because we do have some weather to be worried about here, especially around the Gulf. Those of us that have had a bunch of rain are going to get another bunch of rain, big bunch of rain, and I'll tell you all about that in a minute. But anyway, the persistent and extreme heat wave being felt across the western U.S. is set to continue and even expand into the central U.S. Now, severe weather, flash flooding is possible over the Midwest. A tropical depression is forming right now over the western Gulf of Mexico. Problem is it's not over the western Gulf of Mexico. It's over the central half of Mexico, and it's coming towards Florida. Now, I'm not going to say it's going to hit us directly, but we're going to get lots of rain, looks like, and there's going to be plenty of rain over in places where they don't need it, up in Mississippi, parts of Louisiana, and certainly Alabama and the panhandle of Florida. Heavy rain could begin to impact portions of the northern Gulf Coast by Friday and rain all through the weekend. Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. Well, out west, of course, we are seeing some record-breaking temperatures all throughout the American West over the last few days. Death Valley, for example, clocking in at 124 degrees, I believe on Tuesday. It's forecasted to go at least as high as 128, and that, of course, puts it in the running to be the hottest place on Earth, so no doubt about it. Now, also, all throughout the rest of the western United States, we continue to see these heat watches, extreme heat warnings, heat advisories. Just to give you an idea, in Phoenix, about an hour ago, it was 100 degrees outside. It's gone down 2 degrees in the middle of the night. It's 98 degrees, but it could be 115 on Thursday. Las Vegas, we'll see at least 112, and I'm sure more than that. Salt Lake City was triple digits, but looks like it'll be in around 97. Palm Springs, California, also clocking in at 117 for Thursday. That's for the forecast. So you get the idea that it's very hot. So that means, especially if you're traveling out there, you've got to make sure that you're right on your coolant and so forth, but also try to rearrange your schedule if possible to travel in the cooler time.
Yep, and in Iowa today, about half of Iowa is going to have some extreme heat they're going to be concerned about, and there could be some fire conditions up there too. Same thing for parts of Nebraska and all across I-70 all the way to Kansas City. We've got some unsettled weather and some foul weather conditions for Oklahoma City to Tulsa. Also down in the Metroplex of Dallas and on up in the northwestern corner of Kentucky, southeastern corner of Illinois, the central part around Indianapolis, some bad weather in that area. Also, we've got some uncertain weather, not sure what's going to happen in the northern part of Michigan tonight. But here we go. I'm going to read you the statement, and then you take it from there. We do have a system developing in the Gulf of Mexico. Now, the problem with this right now is it's not where they said it was going to be. It's already in the eastern half of the Gulf of Mexico, which means South Florida has been getting a lot of rain the past few days, western part of Cuba. And I'll read the statement because it says, shower activity associated with the broad low pressure area over the Bay of Campeche and the adjacent land areas has become a little better organized since yesterday. The system will move a little tonight and with little, if any, development expected during that time due to interaction with land. However, the low should begin to move northward on Thursday, and a tropical depression is likely to form by late Thursday evening or on Friday when the low moves across the western Gulf of Mexico. Now, like I said, it's already in the eastern half of the Gulf of Mexico, so it's already moved further east than what they said it was going to. They're going to have an Air Force reconnaissance plane go through there and check it out, too. So there you go. Well, Kyle, tell us about your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and there you go. All righty, now I'm going to go to DeniseSimon.com. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right. Okay. Now, Obviously, Joe Biden went to Geneva and had a little chat with Vladdy, and I'm just going to say it this way. I don't know any other way to say it. Joe Biden got his lunch ate by Vladimir Putin. It was not good for Biden under any circumstance.
Well, and it's not because of Putin. It's because Biden is not of any moxie to handle any of this. You know, the groundwork was laid with the G7. He's given away, gifts.
Trillions of dollars.
Going all the way in. And so he meets with Putin. He's given away the farm.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't make any demands of him at all, or for the benefit of the United States.
All right, Fred B. from Fort Lauderdale, thanks for the comment. He says, you and Kyle just made a good point about the Democratic senators, and one more thing about Joe Manchin of West Virginia. He can always threaten to change parties and give the Republicans the Senate majority that they need to have, and I wouldn't be surprised if that happens. Thank you very much, Fred B., and I'm not surprised if that does happen.
The pressure is on Manchin because his state, for the most part, is a Republican, so he's kind of the odd man out.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and they're always going to be running against him because of that, even though, wasn't he the governor there once?
I don't remember that.
I think he was the governor, and then he ran for Senate. I think that's what happened. But anyway, so we'll see what happens. And Fred, thanks for the comment, and thanks for all the other folks that are chiming in there. But the fact of the matter is we do obviously have a situation where, and here comes the music, so hang on, we do have a situation where we definitely have something abrew, if you will, adrift, and I don't believe they're going to be able to just ram the stuff through, regardless of what they do, in the Senate. I just don't think that's an automatic thing, but hey, what do I know? All right, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. More coming your way.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.